Welcome to the Tony Gaskin Show, best-selling author, celebrity life coach, and international speaker. The purpose of this show is to bring you motivation, inspiration, and education in the areas of life, love, and business. Thank you for joining me. Now let's get started. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Talks with Tony. Got a question in today, and it says, greetings and blessings to you. I wanted to say I appreciate your business and ministry. Thank you so much for that. I wanted to get your insight on my current situation. I have been dealing with a guy on and off for about 9 years. I can say we were in a relationship a total of a year of the nine. The issue in that for me was he never let me know or officially asked me. My main problem has always been his ex. And he broke up with her about 2 years before we officially met. He says she is a friend. And he compares me to her often, saying I would never be good enough to match. I do not believe he has always been upfront with me about their friendship. Anytime I bring up being in a relationship, his main argument is my family and daughter is an issue. Although we were not in a relationship, he continually says he's not going anywhere. Don't get me wrong. He's been here for me at times of need, but at others, nowhere in sight. We've been sexual basically the whole time we've been together. Within the past year, he stopped having sex with me for months at a time. The last go-round was 4.5 months. His excuse was, I needed to be more aggressive, jump his bones every time I see him. I do my best to keep the sexy turned on and up. With all that being said, I've been given an opportunity to relocate from California to San Antonio, Texas. When I told him of the opportunity, he didn't seem to have any reservations about saying to go. So in your opinion, should I stay and try to continue to figure things out or just let it go? Thank you in advance for your insight. Thank you so much for asking that question. And, you know, I really appreciate it and I appreciate your kind words. Now, what I would say to you is you are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. And anyone who is listening to this, everybody heard it while they were listening. And they were able to say, you know what? She is wasting her time. But I know being in that situation, it is much, much harder to see that. So you've been with him on and off for 9 years. Really only 1 year you all were together. You've been sexual the whole time. He has an ex that he compares you to all the time and says that you'll never add up. Then he tells you your daughter and your family are an issue when you bring up being in a relationship. He also goes months at a time without having sex with you. So you have a whole lot here going on. Now, for one, you know me, I don't really condone that before marriage, you know, coming together in intercourse. I don't really condone that at all. The other part, I used to always tell people, you know, don't ever stress out when somebody's not trying to be intimate with you, especially when you're not married, because they might have something brewing down there that they're not trying to give you. So for that 4.5 months, he could have had a little heat down there, a little fire brewing, and was trying to allow you to avoid the heat in that kitchen, because that's just not, you know, it's not a man. A man who is active in that way, he's not going 4.5 months. The other option is he had somebody else taking complete care of his needs, and so he had no desire whatsoever for you. Another thing what I want you to understand is he does not like you at all. He is not interested in being with you at all. What he's interested in is having a roster. You know, it's almost like having multiple pairs of shoes in a closet. That's what his interest is. He is not interested in you. So you are one of many. He has a soul tie with his ex-girlfriend, and you're kind of like a hold-me-down woman. You're kind of like when he's bored and there's no one else available, he talks to you and hangs with you and allows you to come around. When you mentioned the opportunity to move, he didn't really object to it because you moving would make it easier for him, because he wouldn't have to man up and say, look, you're not who I want to be with. I don't want you. I've wasted 9 years of your life, and I'm not the one for you. You're not the one for me. Please take this job. So he's trying not to oppose so that you will take the job, so you make completely cutting one another off easier for him. Hey, hey, got something special for you from Audible.com, an amazing sponsor of this episode. If you love to learn, and maybe you don't always get time to sit down and read a book, well, through Audible, you can listen to the book. To grab your free trial, 30-day trial, and you get your first book free, which I recommend you getting my book on Audible, The Dream Chaser, go to audible.com/Tony. audible.com/Tony. That's audible.com/Tony. Or text Tony to 500-500. Text Tony to 500-500. I love Audible. It's amazing. I turn my car into an automobile university and just listen to books, just consume them every week. And I recommend you try it. It will change your life. So you got to understand that and just realize, and everybody who's listening to this, I want you to understand that when it comes to men, we are hunters by nature. Like, we are go-getters. So when a man wants you, if a man wants you, there's no way in the world he's going to allow you to be single for 9 years and him be right there. There's no way in the world he's going to allow you to get away. There's no way in the world he's going to allow you to have any, you know, questions or concerns in your mind about if he loves you and if you're in a relationship. If you always say, if you have to wonder, the answer is no. If you have to wonder if he loves you, the answer is no. Love is so strong, it cannot be hid. A dog can show you it loves you. A baby can show you it loves you. A adult has the ability to show you he or she loves you. If you have to wonder about the love, that love is very questionable. You should be able to tell, because love is too strong to be hidden. So I want you to realize that and think about that. And in this moment, start to fall in love with yourself. Evaluate yourself. Now, I can, just from what I do all the time, I can picture already probably some of your issues and what you're dealing with, some of your insecurities. But you have to be able to confront those things. You have to look yourself in the mirror and say, why am I insecure? Okay, this is why I'm insecure. I'm insecure about this. Now, what can I do about this so that I can build confidence in this area? What do I need to work on? What can I work on? Is there anything? If it comes down to just a mindset, I need to do 4, 8, 12 sessions of life coaching. I need to read this book, that book, you know. I need to go to TonyGaskinsAcademy.com and take the Real Love University. And I'm going to keep saying that till everybody takes it, because I put the whole game of love in there for you. So make sure you get that. But invest in you. Take time out for you. Fall in love with you. And then you will start to attract who you want, who you need, who you deserve. And when you come into that strength of love, that self-love, the person that has been taking you for granted for so long will then wake up and realize your worth and come banging on your door. And that's when you will have the strength to keep moving with your life and say, look, you had your chance. Thank you, but no thank you. I'm done. I'm gone. It's over. That chapter is over. That door is closed. Goodbye. I've met someone else that I love. And even if you haven't met someone else, you still stand your ground and you keep moving forward and don't hit the rewind button on life. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a question, please send your question in to inbox@tonygaskins.com, inbox@tonygaskins.com. And remember, visit audible.com/Tony or text Tony to 500-500. Extra little free plug there for Audible. Thank you so much. Talk soon.